KSRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden and former President Trump face tests in Michigan's presidential primaries today. Julie Walker has more.
For President Biden, it's a move by activists in his own party to get voters to check the uncommitted box, furious over his refusal to push for an enduring ceasefire in Gaza. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump.
We need you to get out and vote to set the stage for November.
It's his loss of the state in the last presidential election and his primary challenger, Nikki Haley.
It is not normal for Joe Biden to have these wars around the world. And it's not normal for Donald Trump to mock members of the military.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says NATO has no plans to fight in Ukraine.
NATO and allies are providing unprecedented military support to Ukraine. We have done that since 2014 and stepped up, of course, after the full-scale invasion. but there are no plans for NATO combat troops on the ground in Ukraine.
Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico says some countries are weighing whether to strike bilateral deals with Ukraine to send troops to help it fend off the Russian invasion. Fico says he presented no details, but he said his government is not planning to send soldiers. The Czech Republic also ruling out sending any troops in. American consumers feeling less confident this month as concerns over a possible recession grow. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell to 106.7 from a revised 110.9 in January. The Dow is down 170 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 20. This is SRN News. A lot of America's young men would like to be fathers. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The problem is, not as many of America's young women feel the same way. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 57% of young males who do not have children would like to, but only 45% of their female counterparts are also interested in becoming mothers. The survey reveals also that amongst adults between the ages of 18 and 34, just 22% say having kids is extremely or very important to having a fulfilling life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill before Mississippi lawmakers would allow incarcerated people to sue jails and prisons if they encounter inmates of the opposite sex in restrooms or changing areas. If the measure passes, it would require inmate restrooms, changing rooms, and sleeping quarters in correctional facilities to be designated for use only by members of one sex. This is SRN News. A utility company is ordered to pay damages surrounding a 2017 Southern California wildfire.
Southern California Edison will pay $80 million to settle claims on behalf of the U.S. Forest Service connected to a massive wildfire that destroyed more than 1,000 homes and other structures in 2017. The utility agreed to the settlement without admitting wrongdoing or fault in connection with the Thomas Fire. Investigations found utility equipment sparked the fire in two canyon locations. The Thomas Fire burned across 439 square miles in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Keith Peters reporting.
Educators speaking with one voice on the question of how to handle cell phones, ban them during classes. A growing number of leaders at the state and federal level have begun endorsing school cell phone bans and suggesting new ways to curb access to the devices. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.